Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. God loves you as though you were the only one in all the world to love. And that makes you a very important person. Our guest today operates by that slogan. Some distinct individuals are called and gifted by God to serve the body of Christ as pastors. It's a high calling. It can also be very tough. And sometimes, even pastors need to have a pastor. Today in studio, we have the quintessential pastor of pastors. You'll know what I mean when you hear him. As usual, I like to pause at the beginning of our show just for a moment to remind you that the reason we have this program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. To remind you that there isn't any challenge, any disappointment, any difficulty, big or small, that you may be facing today, that with God's help, you cannot make it through. In fact, you can make it through and you can be victorious in whatever challenge you may be facing. It might take some time, but with God's help, all things are possible. You're going to be encouraged today because we have Reverend H.B. London Jr. in studio with us. He is the Vice President of Ministry Outreach and Pastoral Ministries for Focus on the Family. He's a fourth-generation minister born in Little Rock, Arkansas. He graduated from Pasadena College, which is now Point Loma Nazarene University. He was ordained in 1962. Reverend London pastored for 31 years. He's hosted daily radio programs for more than 20 years. He's had a weekly television show. He's a prolific author and speaker. And after serving 3 decades in pastoral ministry, Reverend London accepted the invitation to become the assistant to the president for Focus on the Family. He's a liaison to pastors and churches and essentially a pastor to pastors. Like I said earlier, he writes a lot. He speaks to thousands of pastors and church leaders, and he communicates to them each week through his pastor's weekly briefing. He recently spoke to a number of Hawaii pastors, and he's married to Beverly. They have 2 sons, 4 grandchildren, and I'm privileged to have Reverend H.B. London in studio with us today. Reverend, welcome to our show.
Hey, Danny, nice to be with you, and I so appreciate the opportunity to be over here. And, this week we had a chance to speak to pastors and their spouses at a clergy appreciation luncheon, and clergy appreciation dinner, and, you know, people from all over the island were there, and there was so much laughter and beautiful music, and everybody looked good, and the food was great. And I just thought to myself as I looked out at those pastors having fun, I just would give anything if every day in their life they would have some laughter, and they would have this kind of fellowship, and they would have, you know, the opportunity just to be together and let their hair down and just enjoy life as they enjoyed it that night. And excuse me, I know that's not possible, but it sure was a fun evening. I know that.
You know, just taking that, imagine if it would happen. I would imagine. I wonder what our churches would look like if our pastors had that rejuvenated spirit on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about that whole aspect of rejoice. If you remember, the Apostle Paul said, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. And, you know, he was old and cold and in jail when he said that, so it didn't make a lot of sense. But I think the fact that he was rejoicing was not so much, he was not so much rejoicing about his circumstances, but he was rejoicing in the fact that he knew that he was in God's will and that he was making the most of a tough situation, regardless of where he was at that time. And, you know, I know that on the islands here that being a pastor is not easy, and the congregations are basically pretty small, and a lot of the pastors are bivocational, and they, you know, they have to work really hard to make ends meet, and there's some discouragement along the way. But what I try to tell them is that for some reason, out of the 7 billion people on this earth, God walked among his creation, and he tapped these men and women on the shoulder, not so unlike Matthew and the other disciples, and he said, follow me, and they did. They didn't have any road map. Nobody said, you'll have an 18-passenger bus or a 2,000-seat sanctuary, or you'll write a book or have a radio program. Nobody said any of those kind of things. He just said, I promise you one thing, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you'll just, if you'll trust me, we'll get through all of this.
Reverend, you know, some of our listeners, they elevate pastors to a place. Sometimes we're polishing the halos, you know, or sometimes we don't realize that we need to let down the halos, so to speak. But this role of a pastor, the calling of a pastor, sometimes people don't realize what that's all about. It's sort of distant for them. What do you say would be a good way of describing the role of a pastor?
I think John chapter 10, verse 10 is a good place to start, Danny, in that, you know, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He goes in and out. The people know his voice. He knows his people's voice. But there's that one phrase in that, I think it's the 12th verse maybe, I'm not exactly sure, but where he lays down his life for his sheep. That the pastor today is an under-shepherd to the great shepherd, Jesus Christ. And that occupies two things. Number one, we've got to feed the sheep of God. That we've got to give them not pablum, we've got to feed them meat so that they can mature and grow. And then we've got to warn, we've got to defend the sheep. You know that today is a crazy day in which we live, and there's so many subtle things that are trying to destroy families and destroy ministries and destroy moralities of fathers. And pastors have got to be bold. They've got to be able to stand up and just say, thus saith the Lord. And then we've got to serve people. We can't live in an ivory tower. We can't separate ourselves from the sheep. We've got to walk in the village, and we've got to see people who are living the life that they've been given. Some have all kinds of advantages. Some don't have any advantages. As I was driving to the studio today, you know, I saw this whole line of homeless people and the supermarket carts and all these things. And I thought to myself, man, that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, that may be somebody's father, that may be somebody's mother. I mean, I wonder who's praying for those people. I wonder who even knows where they are, who knows their name. You know, everybody needs to matter. And pastors can say to their people, you matter, you're important, you have significance, and I'm honored to serve you, and I'm honored to lead you. And I'm going to do everything I can to help you find the right path for your life. But you've got to take some responsibility, too. Mm-hmm. And I just see the pastor's role. You know, you got to cast vision for the church, and you've got to do all these other kind of things. But a pastor, when you read that little phrase that I've used that kind of punctuates my ministry, God loves you today as though you're the only one in all the world to love. As I was talking to the pastors the other night, that came to me when I was in the little church, looked out at my audience, and I saw just a father here who had lost a wife, a kid over here who was on drugs and alcohol, a mom and dad going through situations, a daughter that had been abused and had an unwanted pregnancy. And all of a sudden, the Lord just said to me, if you don't have something to say to every one of these people, you don't have anything to say to any of them.
Hmm.
And that came to me. God loves you. I don't care where you are, what you're going through, what your circumstance is. People listening to us right now, driving down the highway or sitting at Starbucks or whatever they're doing, God loves you right now as though you're the only one in all the world to love. He doesn't want to see you being an orphan. He doesn't want to see you isolated. He doesn't want to see you sad. Mm-hmm. He wants to see you with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. He wants to give you purpose, and so many people don't have that.
Mm.
And that's what breaks my heart.
And especially at a time like today, Reverend, as we do this series called Hope in a Time of Crisis, it's like every day someone is facing something.
Oh, yeah.
That's, they got their back against the wall, or they're in a tight spot.
Yep.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Reverend H.B. London, Jr. He's written a new book. It's called Pause, Recharge, Refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Just those words sort of bring a lightness and a rejuvenation to it. But he'll also share something that happened in the process of writing the book that will inspire you and move you to a new reality, to taking things a lot more different. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here today with our featured guest, Reverend H.B. London, Jr. Reverend London is the Vice President of Ministry Outreach and Pastoral Ministries for Focus on the Family. You can find out more about the Focus on the Family ministry simply by going to family.org. That's www.family.org. Before our break, we're talking about Reverend London's new book and some things that have gone on recently, even in the process of writing it. His book is titled Pause, Recharge, and Refresh. These are devotions to energize a pastor's day-to-day ministry. Reverend, tell us about what happened when you were writing this book?
Well, you know, Danny, when you look at that book, the cover of the book, it's kind of soothing just to look at the book. You've got these hiking boots, you know, that are just propped up on a rock and looking out at the panorama of a mountain range, you know, just taking in the beauty of God's creation. And, you know, last night as I was riding to the event, I asked my driver, I just said, do you just take all this beauty for granted that you're seeing here? And he said, you know, I probably do. You know, we just drive by it so often that, you know, we were going over the poly and, you know, all the beauty of the green and lush and everything. And I think sometimes we just take for granted that life is always going to be the way it is and the next day is always going to come and everything's just going to work out. And it was working that way for me. That's why Thanksgiving has a special meaning for me every year now, because it'll be 2 years ago this Thanksgiving, which is just about 3 weeks away now, isn't it? I was in California and we were going to have a family Thanksgiving with Dr. and Mrs. Dobson and his family and our family, and I'd been struggling, you know, with being able to breathe and stuff. But it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, I woke up my wife Beverly and I just said, I can't breathe and I'm in such great pain. I've got to get some help. And we didn't even know where to go. We found in Indio, California, John F. Kennedy Memorial Hospital, and they admitted me. And I was sitting in the examining room and just laying on the bed, and I heard the ER doctor just say to my wife, we're going to lose your husband in a few minutes if we don't do something. And I was too sick to tell him that if he could just take the discussion outside, it'd be helpful. But anyway, that was the beginning of 15 days in intensive care and had to do surgery on my lung, and the doctor said it was like scraping Jell-O off my lung because the antibiotics wouldn't touch it. And it was just a terrible, traumatic time. But it was also a time of I couldn't do anything because they had me strapped down because I was pulling, because of the medication, I was having hallucinations and I was pulling cords out and stuff. But, you know, there was this time where I just, you know, just said to the Lord, I don't want to die, and there's so many people praying for me, and I sure don't want to disappoint them. And Lord, if you'll give me an opportunity, I can't bargain with you, I know, but if I'll make the most of whatever time I have left. And so it took 2.5 months to get back on my feet. But, you know, Danny, I've not had a sick day since then, and traveled all over the world. But the life-changing part of that for me was not just getting well, because I'll have some of the consequences of that illness for the rest of my life, but was a renewed vision on what it is God called me to do. And he called me as a pastor to pastor to hold up the arms of clergy members like yourself and others. And as Aaron and Hur did for Moses, you know, that as long as they held up his arms, he was victorious. But when his arms grew limp, then he became discouraged and frustrated and angry and began to see defeat. And then also to be a catalyst for revival in the church. I don't know what that's going to mean. I do really believe that it is in the local church that God is going to someday manifest himself as powerful and magnificent and overcomer. And that's why I believe so much in the pastor of the local church and men like you in ministry, because I believe that your faithfulness is going to be rewarded if, in fact, we give God a chance to humble us. And, you know, the Second Chronicles 7:14, if, you know, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and repent of their sin. You know, we're a sinful nation. We're a sinful state. And I don't know that God is going to bless sinful people unless they realize that they, you know, that they are powerless without his forgiveness. And so, you know, I'm committed to guys like you. I'm committed to pastors in big churches and small churches. I travel all the time trying to love on them and care for them. But I'm also committed to the local church. I believe the local church is God's instrument to turn this world around. If we can just stop fighting each other and beating each other up in the local church and just agree on something and just go forward.
You know, when you were, I mean, it's like a renewal in this season of life for you, a re-energizing, as it were. Almost, it sounds like, Reverend, your focus got even more crystal clear once this incident took place.
Well, you know, I think you know, so often we live life like a shotgun. We just shoot the shotgun and the pellets go everywhere. But when you get a 30-30 or a 22, you know, you hone in on one specific target. And you know, the target for my life is to encourage and affirm and challenge pastors to be the best they can be.
What a need. What a need we have for someone and someone's, for people to respond to that call, to fulfill that need, because there are so many exasperated pastors
right now. Terrible.
What have you seen?
Well, you know,
all your travels and your ministry.
See, a pastor likes to see progress. You know, in your ministry, Danny, you like to see progress. If you don't see progress, you get discouraged.
Absolutely.
Or you get despondent, or you wonder if you're making any difference or if there's any significance. And so every pastor, because they feel this call of God in their lives, number one, they don't want to disappoint God, but they want to serve. They want to be used to glorify him. And if that's not happening because of finances or because of family issues or because of health issues or because of contention in the church they serve, if that's not happening, then they feel like maybe that they're shortchanging their call, or they're not doing justice to what God had called them to do. But we know that in this world you're going to have tribulation, and we know that there's not always going to be easy, and we're in a battle. See, sometimes I think that pastors don't realize that we're in a battle, and that Satan is doing everything he can to undermine us and to tear the foundation out from under us. He's doing everything he can to do that. And that's why we need each other. You know, pastors are so isolated, and sometimes they're so lonely because they don't have a lot of friends to walk in their world. And everybody needs somebody. Every pastor needs a group of people who, like Aaron and Ur in the Old Testament, are willing to hold their arms up in the midst of the battle. Everybody needs somebody to support them in that manner.
And then there's the other part with the disappointment, disappointing God and wanting to fulfill the calling. There's that little monkey wrench called pride that kind of messes things up even more in the life of a minister. What have you seen? And what kind of effect have you seen?
I always joke about this, that as soon as a pastor starts believing his own press notices, that's when he needs to take a day off and realize how human he is. But sometimes in ministry, we take ourselves much too seriously. And the truth of the matter is, it's God's church and it's God's people.
Yes.
And sometimes when we start seeing ourselves in a light that may be greater than what we should, then we start compromising, or we start rationalizing, or we start setting our own rules, and we don't live by the book anymore. We've made our own book. And and as a pastor to pastor, see, Danny, I deal with so many pastors who have failed and who have failed morally or spiritually or ethically, and they've disqualified themselves from ministry, and they've invalidated their legacy. And that's just such a sad thing, because it all started with such promise. And God was like a loving father. He just watched us take our first steps, and he'd watched us trip and fall, and he'd pick us up, and he'd give us a new chance, and we'd mature and we'd grow, and he saw us go into kindergarten, and then he saw us out of the sixth grade, and then he saw us playing football or starring in a football game, and he was so proud of us. And then all of a sudden we go off the track somewhere, and we don't spend time with him, and we don't listen to him, and we almost have outgrown him. And that's when I see pastors struggle, when they get to a place where they've almost outgrown that simple father-son relationship.
Reverend, I want to talk to you more about this aspect. I think it relates to, it certainly relates to pastors, that's our focus. But I think it relates to just people living the Christian life.
Yeah.
And what happens when we get to that place and we've sort of outgrown, or at least in our fragmented mind, we think we're, you know, we've outgrown, almost like we've outgrown God, almost like we can answer, we pray, and then it's almost like we can answer our own prayers. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk to Reverend H.B. London Jr. And we're going to ask him, he's going to share, is it possible to get back to the simplicity of faith and strength, to be restored and renewed? Is there still hope for someone who's been dislodged? Perhaps you've been dislodged. Is there hope for you? You'll be surprised. It's hopeful. The answer is yes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here, privileged today, to have our featured guest, Reverend H.B. London, Jr. Reverend London is the Vice President of Ministry Outreach and Pastoral Ministries for Focus on the Family. You can find out more about Reverend London and the Ministry of Focus on the Family at www.family.org. That's www.family.org. I also want to remind you to take some time, visit us on our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org, and you can hear various programs. You can check out our archives. We've got different kinds of topics, whether it's military, business, sports, entertainment, politics, various guests that have come on. You'll be enriched and encouraged. And here's another thing. I want to encourage you to invite someone, maybe someone who doesn't even go to church, someone that doesn't even know the Lord, but you know they might be interested in a particular subject or topic, or might even know one of our guests. Have them listen in, and that's a way of drawing them closer and closer to the Lord. Planting seeds, you know, they never come back void, seeds of the Word of the Lord. Before our break, we were talking to Reverend London about sometimes being dislodged, maybe sometimes growing to the place where we almost outgrow God or our relationship with God. Reverend, tell us, what hope is there for someone who may have gone too far, too many times? Can they come back?
Well, you know, you and I would not be in ministry if they couldn't. And probably if I look at my life and I think about my youthful activities in college and how far I strayed away from the loving arms of the Lord, you know, if it hadn't been for somebody loving me and praying for me, you know, I have no telling where I would have ended up in the far country. But, you know, the Bible is full of illustrations, Danny. You know, you had the leper. I mean, people had given up on the leper, but Jesus met him in his deepest need, and he was healed. Mm-hmm. You had the lady with the issue of blood who had gone to every doctor and spent everything she ever had just trying to get well, and Jesus met her, and in the midst of a great big crowd said, "Who touched me?" And
yes,
and she came back to Jesus. You had the father with the son who was possessed by a spirit, and the father actually said, he said, "You know, I've tried everything I can try, and nobody seems to be able to help me." Mm. And then he asked this simple question to the Lord, "Can you?" And Jesus said, "Can I? Of course I can." Mm. And then the father, you know, he replied like a lot of us would reply, "I want to believe. You know, I'm tired of being this way. Mm-hmm. But please pray for me that my faith will grow stronger." Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's somebody out there right now who's struggling with loneliness, and you're struggling with a kind of a depressed spirit, and you've tried the church and it didn't work, or some pastor disappointed you, you know, that doesn't change the fact that God loves you as though you're the only one in all the world to love. It doesn't change anything like that. And somewhere along the way, you're going to have to realize how important you are and how valuable you are, and that you have an eternal soul, and that you're going to live somewhere. You're going to live somewhere forever. It could be with your family or with the Lord in heaven, or it could be in an alternative place. But my point is, all you have to do if you want to come back to the Lord is just simply say, "Lord, I want to come home. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry that I've disobeyed you. I'm sorry that I've been selfish. I'm sorry that I've been so wrapped up in my own pain that I haven't recognized how much you love me. I haven't seen your outstretched hand." Mm-hmm. And I just want to come home. And that's all you have to do. You call this radio station, you You slip into a church service somewhere. You don't even have to know who's there. You just slip into that service and worship and let the music pour over you and let the Spirit of God pour over you. And there's a sense of being not only reborn, but adopted and embraced and loved in a way that maybe you've never known before. But I'm telling you, you just can't allow yourself to continue to atrophy in fear and disappointment and in pain and in anger. And you just can't allow yourself, because what it happens if you let your spirit and your heart atrophy, then it makes it even tougher for you to realize just what you need. And what you need is just to be hugged in a brand new way by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You know, sometimes God moves in incredible ways. You know, God is a God of destiny. Nothing by chance. And today, Reverend H.B. London Jr. is here, and he's sharing from his heart to your heart. And because of God's Spirit working through him, there's a connecting point with your life and your situation. And as you're hearing his voice, but it's really the ministry of the Holy Spirit through Reverend London that's reminding you, that's wooing you with his gracious, loving hand. It's, you haven't gone so far that my arms can't reach you and bring you back. You come. The invitation of the Lord is outstretched for you. Reverend, somebody today is in a place where they might be thinking, you know what, pray for me. I need somebody to pray for me in my tough moment, in my difficult situation. Reverend, can you lead us in a prayer?
I sure can, Danny. And intercessory prayer is unique in that as I pray or as you pray, it's like we can take the hand of God and we can take the hand of this person. And it's almost like they're in separate rooms, and we're kind of in the hallway. And I take God's hand, and I take this person's hand, and I bring them together. And that's what intercessory prayer is. Intercessory prayer is praying for someone and giving them an opportunity to join their hand with the hand of God. So, Lord Jesus, I know that there's probably somebody out there listening to us right now who finds themselves almost in despair, wondering if life will ever be any different or if things will ever get any better. They probably have tried a lot of different ways and a lot of different things. I'm sure some of them have tried pornography to fill a gap, and others have tried drugs or alcohol. Some have failed with their family as a father, as a mother, as a son or a daughter. Some have gone to church and been disappointed in church and said things like, I'll never go back there because that church doesn't care about me. I mean, I don't know what the things are. I don't know what it is that separated them from God. But see, here we are in this beautiful land, and God is standing there with his outstretched hands. Not so unlike a lot of you do for your little children when you kneel down and you hold your hands out and you say, okay, son, daughter, just come. I'll catch you. Just let me hug you. And so many people today, oh God, they just need to let you love them, to put your arms around them and just let them relax in your arms. And I pray that somebody will do that right now. That they'll see themselves being embraced by a loving Lord, not in a crazy way or a sensual way, but as a father lavishes love on his children, so our God wants to lavish love on us who will give him that opportunity. So, Lord, thank you for taking that man, that woman, that son, that daughter, that person driving in a car right now, maybe stuck in traffic, who all of a sudden just finds themselves feeling so lonely. And just with a simple act of surrender, the Lord will embrace them and restore them and forgive them and give them a whole new sense of living again.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Reverend, thank you. Thanks, Danny.
Oh, my privilege.
And, you know, we want to stay connected too, and that's why, as the Lord has ministered to you, even in a time of prayer, whatever God is doing in your heart, we want to encourage you to visit us on our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can let me know. Let me know what's going on. Let me know how God is ministering to you. Let me know. You can email me, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. We'd love to hear about it. Share a testimony. I know it'll encourage someone, your story, what you're going through, and how God is working in your life. You know, family. Reverend London spoke about family. And sometimes we disappoint our family and we really get demoralized when that takes place. But God can bring us back. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about family. Reverend London is from the ministry Focus on the Family. Mm-hmm. I want to also hear about his own family, his wife, his sons, his grandchildren. That always touches us, Reverend, to hear the foundation from which you've come, your family mm-hmm. foundation. And I'd love it when we come back, if you could share that with us.
I sure will. I'd be honored to.
So stay with us. We'll be back with more from Reverend H.B. London Jr.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with Reverend H.B. London Jr. Reverend H.B. London Jr. is the Vice President of Ministry Outreach and Pastoral Ministries for Focus on the Family. You can find out more at family.org. That's www.family.org. www.thegoodlife.org. Reverend London, you have a special connection with Focus on the Family, right?
Well, I sure do. You know, Dr. James Dobson and I are first cousins. Our mothers were sisters, and Jim and I are only children. And I think he's on this radio station every day at noon and with Family Talk, and Focus on the Family is on, I think, every morning at 8 and in the evening at 5:30. And I'm still with Focus on the Family, but we share a heritage of our great-grandfather and great-grandmother. They were itinerant ministers on the mainland in Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas, and had little bitty churches and all. And every day they would pray for their family from noon till 1 o'clock. And then I think one day after probably reading Psalm 78 or Psalm 70, I forget which that was, but where it talks about passing the mantle four generations. Mm. My great-grandfather came in and he just said to my great-grandmother, we need to begin to pray four generations of our family. Let's claim them for the Lord and for the Lord's work. Mm. And wow. Of course, they knew that they would not see these four generations, but they would just surrender those fourth generation to the Lord. And Dr. Dobson tells the story much better than I could, but the offshot of it is that in those four generations, every offspring either married a minister or was one, which I thought was kind of overkill. But the point is that, you know, as I sit in this chair,
yes,
you know, I really do believe that I'm the recipient of an answer to my great grandfather's prayers. And so it goes on in that my children, my two boys, know the Lord, their wives know the Lord, our four grandchildren know the Lord. And so it moves on to the sixth generation. Now, I know there are a lot of people saying to me, man, I can't even relate to that. And I don't blame you. I mean, I'm greatly blessed. But whatever generation you are, wherever you find yourself in the order of society or your genealogy, you've got to be the start of that. And I never close my eyes, Danny, in the evening without praying for my children and my grandchildren, my name. Not just, oh God, bless my children, bless my grandchildren, but dear Lord, bless Brad, bless Brian, bless Susan, bless Tammy, and then my grandkids, Taylor and Amanda and Hillary and Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. I mean, I pray for them as individuals, and I always pray, Lord, tomorrow may healthy influences come into their lives, and will you keep them free from harm? I pray that prayer. I can't be where they are. They're separated by hundreds of miles from me and from Beverly, my wife. But there's not a night that goes by that I don't, by name, pray for them and pray that simple prayer. May healthy influences come into their lives, and may you keep them free from harm.
Reverend, you know, in our culture here in Hawaii, it's good to hear. We need to hear that kind of life story, which you just described. And we can see how you're a beneficiary of great-great-great-granddaddy's prayers. And now you're carrying it on. Now you're talking six generations. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, they might be the first in their family.
Oh, and probably are, many of them listening right now.
Right now. And it infuses a level of hope in their spirit that the future can be so much greater.
And you look at it, Danny, as an investment. You know, my grandfather, my great-grandfather didn't realize he was making an investment in my life when he was praying for four generations, I never even knew him. I never even saw him. But he made an investment. He deposited the power of prayer on my behalf. And these moms and dads, because of the culture on the island, you know, there are many, many listening to us who are first and second generation Christians.
That's right. That's right.
Because their ancestors were of another faith or religion or
right.
culture, whatever. But it has to start somewhere. And if the fathers of our nation could just understand how important their prayers are for their children and how important their consistency and their example are to their children, if they could just see that and realize that much of the problems in society today are the realities of fatherless homes and dads who refuse to be fathers and to take their rightful role and responsibility. We need dads who are so committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can hear a lot of women out there saying, amen, amen, amen,
yes,
because
yes.
They know that the future of their family many times is related to how these fathers stand up and be counted for the Lord.
There are women right now, as you're saying that, they're praying, instantaneously
yeah.
praying for their husbands, for God to do a work in their husbands' lives.
So important. And you know, and you never know who God's going to call or who's God going to tap on the shoulder, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and what these prayers do, it kind of positions our children to be used of the Lord in ways that we can't even possibly imagine. But as we pray for them, you know, God is using them and maturing them and positioning them and gifting them. And then all of a sudden, he just stops where they are and says, now you're at a point where I can really use you.
Mm.
And your mom and dad are responsible for that.
Wow. So, you know, I want to mention, Reverend, just a word of encouragement to our listeners. You know, if you're kind of like thinking right now, man, my husband's not even walking with the Lord. I mean, he's running away from God right now. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. God can bring them back.
And don't bug them. I mean, you know, sometimes we can just nitpick at our husbands until they, you know, they just become very stubborn. And just love them and just pray for them and be tender with them. And,
yeah.
And you know, every now and then just send your little daughter up and say, Daddy, would you go to church with me Sunday? Just use your children to encourage him. And Danny, before we get off the air, just one thing. You know, this is the very end of Clergy Appreciation
mm-hmm.
Month, and
mm-hmm.
And as a pastor to pastor, I've been traveling all over the mainland in the interest of pastors and Clergy Appreciation Month. And here's the thing. You know, every one of us need to be valued and appreciated and encouraged. And for those who are listening right now, if you have a pastor and you've not sent an email or a note, or if you've not stopped by an office just to say thanks, before the end of this month, just do that. We have a dedicated website, Danny. It's called clergyappreciation.org. It's all one word, clergyappreciation.org. And anything and everything anyone would ever need to have a very effective celebration or an event in honor of their pastor and staff and family is on that website, clergyappreciation.org. I've been tooting this horn, Danny, since 1992.
Hmm.
The Jimmy Swaggart, Jimmy Baker thing came along, and everybody was painting a pastor with a broad brush. And I went into Dr. Dobson, and I said, we just really need to do something that would just say to the American public that your pastor and his family and the staff members of your church are valued members of this society, and we need to pray for them, and we need to support them, and we need to recognize their contribution. And nearly everyone listening to this radio program, Danny, I'll guarantee you, have been blessed by a pastor or a staff
mm-hmm.
member or
mm-hmm.
a youth pastor
sure.
or a children's minister who invested in us
yep.
and who sacrificed. And just to think, to write a note or an email or just do something to say to your pastor, thank you for your commitment, thank you for your consistency. We want you to know we're praying for you.
Reverend, is that clergyappreciation.org?
Right, all one word, clergyappreciation.org.
I encourage you to go to clergyappreciation.org, one word, and do something. Do something. Do something for your pastor. That will make a big difference,
mm-hmm.
more than you will realize. It will be greatly, greatly appreciated. And you'll be blessed by doing it as well. You know, in the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories from people like Reverend H.B. London Jr. Although, Reverend, this one is special.
Well,
thank you so much for being with us
thank
today.
Thank you, Danny. And thanks. You know, we met a long time ago in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the time you and Dr. Chen came to see us. And
yep.
We value the association with you and this radio station with Salem Media. I just feel so blessed to have been invited to be a part of this this time with you and the people on this island.
Invite somebody to listen in. Let them come and be inspired. Here's a scripture for today, Proverbs 23:12. Apply your heart to discipline and your ears to words of knowledge. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Reverend H.B. London Jr. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.